to me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's all me about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the care for my tart, 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 tart. Drive me a dessert. No time to have you lurk.
Welcome to WitWorks Radio. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, and I'm here. This is Abby Pober from Co-ops and Careers, and I'm here with two fantastic colleagues that I'm going to let introduce themselves.
Hi, it's Rhea Kalinowski, Co-op and Career Advisor.
And Becky Smith, Co-op and Career Advisor. So today we're going to be talking about co-op and transfer students, because there are some things that make the experience different for our transfer students here at Wentworth.
Yeah, and there are a couple different types of transfer students, right, Becky?
Yeah, there are two different kinds of transfer students that I interact with and add if you can think of other scenarios. But I work with both students who have changed majors within Wentworth, and I also work with students who've gone to school somewhere else and now have transferred to Wentworth to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's important when those students, you know, arrive either at Wentworth or in their new major that they meet with certain people to get situated and get an understanding of their path moving forward. Who should they meet with?
Well, I recommend that right away a transfer student meet with someone in your academic department. And I think for many departments, this is a step that's built right in. You meet first with either an academic advisor or the department chair, designated person in the department who welcomes transfer students and helps them plan out the first semester of classes. What I would advocate for is make sure that you get a plan right through graduation as early on as you possibly can. No matter how busy you and that point person are, get that plan charted out so that you know where all your classes fit in and where your co-op fits in. It really helps to eliminate confusion.
Yeah, it's important for you to have an understanding of which classes you're taking when, because some classes aren't offered every semester. So we wouldn't want there to be a situation where you get to what you think is the end of your program and you've missed one class that's only offered a certain semester, and so you have to either take additional classes or take time off or extend your time in any way. So it is, like Becky said, very important to kind of get that clarity from the beginning.
I have a question. Are there tools for these students to use that they can kind of look at this on a piece of paper or graphically to see like how their time here charts out?
Yes, there are. It's called a tracking sheet, and they are available on the Wentworth website by major. In the case of a transfer student, I want you to also speak with a designated point person in your academic department, because your pathway is going to have a lot of nuances to it. You may be transferring some credits in that count as the equivalent of a class that our first year students take, for example, or there may be other things to swap in and out. So, but that's a place to start to look at the classes that are typically offered each of the 4 years that a student's here in a degree program.
Yeah, and then once you know where your classes are going to be, it's easier to slot in which semesters you should be going on co-op, which is important because you usually need to start searching for your co-op at least a semester, if not two, ahead of your co-op semester.
Yeah, and that's where we come into play, right, Rhea?
That's right.
So your department will be able to tell you, and our website tells you, based on your major, who your co-op and career advisor is. And if you're going to be doing your first co-op at Wentworth within 1 year of the date you're looking at these things, go ahead and get into co-ops and careers as well. We want to start getting to know you 1 year to 4 months ahead of that first co-op.
Yeah, because there are a couple of things you need to do to get prepared for your co-op search. You know, get your resume reviewed, craft a resume, first of all. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of resources to help with that. And then once you craft your resume and get it reviewed, you get to receive access to the co-op side of WitWorks, which is our internal job board, where employers post co-op and full-time and part-time positions specifically for Wentworth students. So it really is important to connect with your co-op and career advisor in advance of your search so that you have access to all those resources.
Yep, that's super important. And again, there are resources online. We can talk about that later. But there's really value in sitting down with a couple key people to wrap your head around and orient yourself overall to the way things work here at Wentworth.
Yeah, because every person's co-op search is different. You may have a certain geographical area that you're looking in or a certain area of the industry that you're interested in focusing on. And having that conversation with your co-op and career advisor helps them guide you towards specific employers that they might recommend or specific job search resources. So it is really important to have that conversation.
So then how do they get in and meet with us, Rhea?
Great question. So our office has drop-in hours while classes are in session. Currently, the spring drop-in hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 1:30 to 4. It does change from semester to semester, but that's what we're doing right now. Then you can also schedule an appointment with your advisor. And you can do that over WITWORKS or by calling the office or just stopping by to schedule.
Yeah, so we're across the hall from the admissions office. Nearly everyone knows where admissions is. It's the Wentworth Hall, first floor of Wentworth Hall. So we're across the hall from them. And you can just stop in and talk with our office assistants at the front desk who have full access to all of our calendars and even can help you figure out who exactly you should be meeting with. Like if it's really all foggy, they're great with those basically getting you set up and getting you in to meet with the right person.
Yep. And we have a place with handouts in our office as well. So if you're looking for some specific information right then, you can grab, you know, cover letter guide or resume guide just to kind of get you started.
Do you have any other tips for students coming to this meeting, what they should come prepared with?
Yeah, definitely bring your resume and just bring questions about the co-op process. What do you think, Becky?
Yeah, well, so specifically when I meet with a transfer student, I like to see their tracking sheet from their academic department as soon as it's ready. So if you've got it, bring it. And you probably will have something, so bring that. And then bring whatever you have so far for a resume. I do find a lot of transfer students already have resumes, and you have interesting resumes. You have some different prior experience from the students I typically meet with, and we can help you to differentiate yourself. The other thing that I often focus on is, and you can ask about, is what upcoming events might we have at Wentworth that will help you to either meet professionals in the field or learn more about opportunities that would be relevant to you. Come to me with questions about how to plan out your search, and I appreciate if you've been thinking about it already. And we can kind of start to iron that out early on. And there are specific deadlines for each co-op semester, so that's a really good question to ask your co-op advisor at the moment you meet with them. Make sure that you understand the deadlines and you understand kind of the logistics of what it'll take to get a co-op. That said, the first thing we'll focus on is your resume. That's kind of the gateway to being able to apply.
Right, and you want to, like Becky was saying, you know, use your prior experiences to differentiate yourself and kind of highlight what you have to offer to employers in terms of both transferable skills such as communication, organization, and also those technical skills that you've gained. So what about when they meet with their academic department? What kind of questions should they be asking then?
Well, I would say if there's any ambiguity about when you should be doing your co-ops, ask them, what are the core courses I need to complete before I'm eligible for the first mandatory co-op? And when in this succession of classes would I have completed those core courses so I can do my first mandatory co-op? That's a key question, and I'll be asking you that question too, if it's at all unclear. So really helpful for you to get that from your department.
Yeah, because it's important that not only you have the right amount of credits to go on co-op, but that you have completed those specific courses so that you are prepared with the, you know, right amount of skills in order to be competitive when applying for positions. And that's why we want, you know, each student in each major to have the certain classes that are most relevant for those industries under the belt already.
You've talked a lot about the things that these transfer students are going to have to do when they get here, the kind of building blocks they need to set up for themselves. But what are they coming here with that's helping them?
Yeah, well, I think someone transferring in from outside or someone transferring from another major, you have a unique set of skills and experiences that other Wetmore students may not have. And you can use that to your advantage.
I work with students too. The most common interview question is, tell me about yourself. And so I work with transfer students to find the nugget of gold in their story. Any story of transition typically has some interesting element, something that's telling either about their strength or their resilience or their knowledge and awareness of themselves, or even simply what motivated them to now choose Wentworth. So that's another thing that is unique about transfer students. And it even becomes sometimes a line on a resume if a student has something unique to say about themselves. I don't do that often with undergraduate students, but sometimes with a transfer student, I will.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, and someone who's transferred from another major, perhaps you've done some soul searching and, you know, have realized a new passion. And that's something that you can always highlight either on a resume or an interview.
Yeah, studies show that employers who hire interns or co-ops as undergrads know they're going to be teaching the technical skills and the hard skills. You'll come with some and they'll keep teaching you to build on your skills. But they say over and over consistently, they say, we can't teach them to be motivated. So you, as someone who's done some soul searching, either to change your major within Wentworth or to transfer from another school to Wentworth, you can prove that you've done some of that. And you can prove that you're truly motivated to do what they're looking for you to do.
Definitely. Mm. Yeah, so those are definitely the advantages to being a transfer student. In terms of the challenges, what do we think about that?
Well, it is a big transition. Mm-hmm. Even within majors, getting used to a new major, and it can be of course be a big transition coming from another school, especially if we're also moving geographically. And I think that speaking specifically about co-op, of course, if you're doing your co-op pretty soon after you transfer into the school, transferring majors, you're making multiple transitions at once. I think it's a lot to wrap your head around, but I know you're smart and you can do it. That's what I see, is sometimes it takes some pretty dedicated focus mm-hmm. to get all the loose ends wrapped up in time to apply for jobs in sync with what the employer's out there expecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and knowing all the resources that are available, I think, is key. Mm-hmm. That can take a little bit of time to familiarize yourself with the different departments on campus, where everyone is, who does what. So, you know, meeting with your co-op and career advisor to get kind of a glimpse into that process, even early on, is important, I think, to gain understanding of that resource. And they can even direct you where to go for other things.
Yeah, actually, Rhea, you just created a handout with a bunch of definitions related to co-op, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the great ways that it can be applied, mm-hmm. is that you're probably going to hear a lot of terms and abbreviations at Wentworth that you haven't heard in other places. So that's going to be really helpful, too.
Yeah, so stop by our office. You can grab the handout, schedule an appointment to meet with your advisor. Those are definitely all things that we can do.
This is great. Do you think it's time for a break? Awesome. We will be back in just a minute.
Looking at you. Oh.
we're back. So we've talked a lot about what it takes for a transfer student to kind of prepare for the co-op search. So now that they've prepared, they've met with you, what happens next?
So after that initial meeting, we'll probably give you some specific homework to go do. But one thing, assuming your resume is all set, or even if not, an additional thing to really think about is exploring your career options, identifying which industries really interest you, because within nearly any major here at Wentworth, you've got multiple types of industries you might work for. And then learn about, identify and learn more about some specific companies that may do some things you like doing. So if, you know, the closer you can get to selecting a handful of top choice companies, the easier it will be for you to assess different opportunities that come along and whether they really interest you or not.
Yeah, and we can share tips about how to, you know, find those companies, maybe even recommend a few. And then there are several resources that you can use to kind of expand that list to include similar companies. LinkedIn is a really great resource. It's also a good idea to kind of look up and see where alumni have gone with your major to see what companies are hiring for full-time in the industry. And if you are interested in like a certain aspect of the industry, your co-op and career advisor may have advice for, you know, certain skills or certifications that you may need to be successful in that industry.
To that point, I also want to add that a lot of the co-op and career advisors have certain resources that are specific to industry. I'm thinking specifically of our biomedical and biological engineering students. There's a website called Biopharma Guy. It's a very helpful resource for those students to research industry. So it's super important, I think, to meet with you even if you just need to learn about the industry stuff, because each of you have such unique resources to share.
Yeah, and if possible, think about signing up for Co-op Institute. Sometimes it doesn't work with a transfer student schedule, but if it does, it's really a great opportunity for you to get that insight into everything related to the job search. So Co-op Institute is a partial semester course that touches upon resumes, cover letters, interviewing, networking, job search, professionalism, LinkedIn. Am I missing anything?
That's an impressive list.
Thank you.
We also often bring in either students who've already done co-op or alumni to come in and speak about their experience on co-op or in the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it meets once a week. It's only 50 minutes, so it's not a huge time commitment. But it is really nice to kind of get an introduction to all those different aspects of the co-op search in a kind of a structured way.
And I'll answer a commonly asked question about Co-op Institute. Does it cost money? No, it doesn't cost money. It's free.
And it's zero credits, so it won't affect your GPA.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you can actually sign up for Co-op Institute for the fall. That would be any sophomores who are interested in their summer optional for summer 2020, or any juniors who haven't taken Co-op Institute who plan to go on co-op in spring 2020.
And where are they going to sign up for Co-op Institute?
Leopard Web.
Great.
Yes, if you do a search under Cooperative Education on Leopard Web, you should be able to find the Co-op Institute class. And then you should sign up for a section that's taught by your specific co-op and career advisor, if that fits with your schedule. If it doesn't, it's still fine to take a class from a different advisor, but just make sure to schedule a meeting with your specific advisor so that you get that specific industry knowledge that they can share.
So what kind of interview questions might transfer students want to be prepared to answer?
Well, we do have a guide. By the way, a lot of our guides are geared specifically for finding co-ops. So while you can Google and find a ton of helpful stuff, do pay attention to what we've actually designed, because it's based on the feedback we're getting every day from employers. So we do have a guide, commonly asked questions for co-op interviews. I recommend that you look that up either on our website or Witworks, or by stopping by our office for a printout. And I mentioned this before, but I'll say again, I think one thing you're really going to want to be ready for as a transfer student is to talk about why you transferred, why you chose Wentworth, and why you chose your major. And think of it as someone who's actually being kind of compassionately curious. Like, they suspect, as I know, there's probably an interesting story there. There's probably a little nugget of gold, and they want to hear about what you've been learning about yourself.
Yeah, and this is a good opportunity to talk about those transferable or technical skills that you gained either from your last institution or from a different major that would be relevant to the position that you're applying for.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point.
So another thing you should do while you're in your job search is to kind of track all the positions that you're applying for. And one reason why it's good to do that search using WITWORKS is because it tracks the positions you apply for you. So there is a section under your jobs where it has all the positions that you've applied for. So you can kind of check back once you do get those interviews to review those job descriptions in preparation. But if you're applying off of WITWORKS on other websites, which it's fine to do, set up a Excel spreadsheet for yourself or use the Hunter app Chrome extension. Thank you, Abby. I can never remember the name of that. To kind of track those for you.
Yeah, and that's really helpful tool for you because there may be a particular day or week when things just blow up and you're getting a bunch of calls and emails and you need to really kind of keep in track of, well, which job was this and when did I apply and what phase am I at with them? It's also really helpful for appointments with your co-op advisor so we can look together at what's been happening so far and we can give you feedback. And it could be anything. It could be the number of applications. It could be the kind of the focus of your applications. It could be something about the length of time it's been since you started applying. It really helps us to assess what's going on and help to put in or tweak some of the things you're doing to make you catch that much more attention.
Yeah, and it's also important when you're thinking about follow-up because, you know, you're sending out these applications and it's important to kind of reach back out to these employers to remind them that you are still interested and kind of check in and see where they are in the hiring process. Sometimes it's the jump start that they need to either review your specific resume or just get to resumes in general for that position.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've talked a lot about handouts, and I'll name a few. Again, you can find them on our website. You can find them in WITWORKS, or we have them in our office. There's a handout called the Co-op Action Guide that gives you a nice overview of what you should be doing and when. Like, how long before your actual co-op should you be doing taking various actions. There's another, the Co-op Handbook, which is a little booklet that we give to students typically during Co-op Institute, and we encourage them to hang on to those for 2 years. So I would say the same to you. As soon as you can get your hands on that, put it on a bookshelf where you can find it, and you know that you can keep referring to that. Just a comprehensive guide about all things co-op and links to resources for more in-depth explanations. We have a co-op timeline on WITWORKS, and it's on our website too, right, Abby? That
yes.
Talks about the deadlines for each specific co-op semester, so that you'll be aware of that. And then we do have a number of handouts related to resume writing. There's a resume guide, there's a sample resume, there's one about action verbs to really make your resume pop, one about transferable skills, which Rhea discussed a few minutes ago. And there are other helpful guides on things like LinkedIn and informational interviews that you'll be able to sort of pick out as the topic comes up for you.
I think that the action verb guide, that's an incredible handout.
Yeah.
So shout out to the advisors for putting that together, because I think it's a really incredible handout, and I've actually seen alumni use it in their own job searches. So post Wentworth. So I think that it's really good. But I wanted to ask just a quick follow-up question about the Co-op Handbook. Do students have to come to Co-op Institute to gain access to the handbook?
No, they don't. It's available in PDF form.
Okay, great.
Thank you for clarifying that. It is also, though it's a booklet that's printed and stapled and folded and ready to go in our office, It is also available in PDF format from our website and by looking in the document library within WITWORKS.
Or you can just stop by the office and ask for one.
That's right. Again, our office assistant can just hand you one if you walk in and ask for one.
I'm going to tweet about this. I'm going to reply to our tweet with a link to the co-op action, the co-op handbook. Excellent. After this show, actually.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, and along the lines of, you know, looking at the, you know, the handouts and keeping track of the jobs that you applied for and doing that follow-up, it's really important that you read the emails that your co-op and career advisor sends to you, because often they'll be alerting you to, you know, what step of the process you should be in, or upcoming events that might be relevant to your search, or even a hot job that employer really wants applicants for. Towards the end of the co-op search for a specific semester, employers will often reach out as well and say, hey, you know, we haven't got as many applicants as we wanted, or we forgot to post a position and we're still really interested in hiring someone for this semester. Can you send us a resume book? And a resume book is where we'll put together, you know, a bunch of resumes of students who are still applying for that semester or are really interested in that position, and send that along to the employer. So it's important to read those emails to get included in that.
Yes, read our emails.
And a note about emails. We have a department initiative. Honestly, I think it's a division initiative, but one that we take really seriously in our department, and it's to reduce the number of emails we send to students just across the board. And so we take that really seriously in co-ops and careers. You'll notice that you don't get a whole lot from the department itself, and I know that the advisors do this as well. And so I think to that point, knowing that when your advisor is emailing you, they've really considered whether or not this email was relevant and should be sent directly to you. And so take that to heart when they send it something. They're really thinking about you as an audience.
We know you guys get a lot of emails, and we're not there just to clutter up your inbox. You definitely have information to share that's relevant to your search.
Is there anything else that you want to add to this, or any other tips that you think that transfer students need to know?
I think just being aware of the resources that are available to you, and know that there are people to help you, you know, whether it's about your co-op search or about the courses that you need to take. You know, people are here to help you with that stuff.
Yeah, I would agree. And every student's situation is unique, and the way they can go through this process of finding a co-op is unique. So that's one of the reasons why we stress getting to know us early on.
Yeah, so we can help you and guide you in the right direction to help with the specific interests you have, or any specific obstacles that you may face in your search.
And I'm going to go back to Twitter here for a minute. Anecdotally, I was not totally aware of the topic for this radio show as I was planning my social media for this week. And so this week on Twitter, I think later on in the week, I've posted an article about a computer science student who transferred to a computer information systems major here at Wentworth. It was written by STEAM Boston, which is a really great local online resource. So look out for that tweet from WIT Co-ops and Careers on Twitter. I think especially if you're a student who's considering transferring majors, or you have transferred majors, I think the insight the student provides is really, really helpful. So yay for happy coincidences on social media.
Yeah, and speaking of Twitter, shout out to the Academic Plan Advisors, who have a really sweet Twitter account. And they are actually a really great resource for transfer students as well. They can help, talk to you about the courses that you need to take, and kind of give you a roadmap or help with that tracking sheet that Becky was talking about. And speaking of upcoming events, do we want to talk about those really quick?
Yeah, we've got two great events coming up with two different employers, and I think if you're a designer or a problem solver, you want to go to one of these. So this coming Monday, April 8th, Dyson is going to be on campus. They host an annual award called the James Dyson Awards. And essentially what it is it's an opportunity for students who want to solve a problem through design to enter their idea and possibly win up to $35,000.
Wow.
That winner is among international entries. and it's chosen, I think, in November. But this Monday, we have representatives from Dyson coming to campus to host a workshop with you to tell you a little bit more about the award, and then also give you a hands-on experience on how to solve a problem. I believe the problem's actually going to be one of the design problems that a previous entry had submitted. So you're going to get to work on that problem, and then you'll actually get to see how the problem was solved through design in the second half of the workshop. So that, honestly, I want to go to that workshop. And then at the end of that week, we have Rocket Software coming to campus, and they're going to be in Ira Allen on Saturday morning starting at 9:30 a.m. for more than 24 hours. They're doing a hackathon. So they're doing what's called their Rocket. They're bringing their Rocket Build community here to host a hackathon where students are actually going to be able to work to solve a problem that impacts our community here in Boston, our local community. And it's being based off of some of the Accelerate's Think Tank workshop on future of generations? Not the future of aging.
Future of cities. Planning? Something like that, yeah.
So they came up with some different, I think there are 5 different themes that they came up with that can help solve the future problems in cities. And those are the themes that you're going to be tackling at this hackathon.
Cool. How fun.
Right? It sounds so cool.
Yeah. And I've heard they also seen and promoted the fact that they'll also have some workshops. If you're not available for the whole hackathon, still come by on Sunday. There are a couple of workshops, one about technical interviewing, one about, my memory's hurting, but just look it up in WITWORKS. You can sign up in WITWORKS and you can see more details there, or check the email I sent last week about it. But that's another nice option if, for example, you have other commitments on Saturday.
And we're encouraging all majors for both events. I know a lot of times hackathons come off as a computer science thing or a computer networking thing. They're going to be solving community problems, we need all different perspectives there, not just computer students. And same for Dyson. You might be experiencing a problem, but you might not be an industrial designer. So get together with your industrial design friends or a mechanical engineer or whatnot.
Or go make friends.
Yeah, exactly. But get together and don't limit yourself because you're not in one of the majors you think should be there, because there's no major that should be there.
And again, the hackathon is April 13th and 14th, and the Dyson event is April 8th. So we hope to see you there.
Yep. And all that information is available on our website, coopsandcareers.wit.edu. You can follow us on Twitter, @WitCoopsAndCareers. Sometimes we're up on Instagram if you're looking to see what we're up to from behind the scenes. And you can always stop by to say hi to us in 101 Wentworth Hall. Anything else?
I think that's it.
That's everything.
All right. We'll have drop-in hours through the rest of the semester while classes are in session. So that's just, what's the last day of the semester for that? Do we know?
Whenever finals. So the day before study days.
Great.
I think it's like the 15th.
Awesome.
Something like that.
All right, everyone. See you next week.
Hello everyone, this is Co-op and Careers.